Amen. Holy Spirit, you are our friend. Our dearest friend. This is your time. I'm just a tool in your hand, a vessel to be used. What I have to say is unimportant, but what you have to say is everything we need. So nothing I have to say, but everything you have to say and reveal. Have your way. Have your way among the people. I thank you for ears to hear. I thank you for receptive hearts. I thank you for truth revealed. I thank you for lies changed and the enemy put on the run. Hallelujah. 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 I have two messages to preach. But I can only preach one at a time. I'm going to see, can I preach them together? I don't know. I'm going to talk about one subject, and that's revelation. Revelation. Everybody say revelation. We have a book in the Bible, matter of fact, the last book in the Bible called the Book of Revelation. Amen. And I want to talk about we have access to revelation knowledge. I'm going to read several scriptures first. And I want you to listen closely. Some of you here, maybe the first time, some of you, and when you begin to talk about a subject or deal with scripture, that somebody come in the middle of what's been said prior to what you're saying, it doesn't make sense to them. So I'm going to do my best to bring revelation to you. I want to help. I'm going to do my best by the Spirit of God to help you to understand the importance of it. We like to be moved, like to feel good. I don't think anybody in here that don't like to feel good. We like good things. We like nice clothes. We like nice cars. We like nice houses. We like good food. We like a good bed to sleep in. And all these good things, right? We like to go out with no conflict, no complication, no opposition. We like to live good, right? But good things come from only one. And if you don't have revelation knowledge, you got an enemy who is full of destructive knowledge. And he will take the advantage of your ignorance and do much damage to you. So, listen to these words. I'll be using several different translations. I'm going to start out with the King James Bible, Ephesians 1:16. Y'all can go ahead and put that up, 1:16. And we are going to read quite a few scriptures before we get to the next thing. Ephesians 1:16, King James, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, what was he praying for? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and what else? Revelation. In what I know. In what you know. In what your government knows. In the knowledge of him. Keep going. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. How many of you have a body? Y'all got a body. Now, what do you want for your body? Some good things or all good things? He's the head of his body. He wants his body to have, if you want your body to have all good things, what about the Lord? All right, let's keep going. Ephesians chapter 3. And this, picking up at verse 14. And this is going to be in the Passion Translation. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Lord, before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven, and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches. I'm going to say it again, that he will unveil in you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength does what? Flood your innermost being with divine might and explosive power. Keep going. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. Say this with me, his life. When I use my faith constantly, his life will be released deep inside me so I can see all that I have. His life will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Woo. Keep going.